Murray FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
St. John 6 and 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming.
If you want to know, they won't think about me. You have a hard time finding hell, you would not. The Bible says hell from beneath is doing what?
Moved for thee.
It's moved for thee. It's coming where?
To meet thee.
God says, you ain't got to go all the way out there. Just tell them, hell from beneath. He said, where is hell? It's beneath. It's beneath. And guess what? Don't look for it. It's coming up to meet your soul. Hello, read.
It stirreth up the dead for thee.
It stirreth up the dead. So, in other words, are there people yet are already in hell? Yes, and guess what he's doing? God got a big spiritual food, and he's stirring up the dead folks. Read, please.
Even all the chief ones of the earth.
See, there are some presidents, there's some senators, there's some Pelosi's, there's some Speaker's, there's some Clinton's, there's some Obama's. There's some down there. There are some preachers down there. Amen. They have went to hell. Amen. And what he's doing, he's stirring up the spirits from beneath. Say, look, y'all got confidence coming on your way down.
It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations.
Now, it has raised them up, these leaders that died in fear.
All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us?
You see, understand that, y'all, you people that say, I want to go to hell and be with my friends, let's see what the dead is saying when you get there. And they shall speak and say unto thee. tell that you're a homosexual, that you turned away from God, that you were consistent. And when people don't want you to understand that you were a punk, that you were a dyke, that you become weak, you can kick yourself out of hell. So here you are. God become like unto us.
Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials.
All your great pomp and your circumstances. But when you went out, you had a host before you, a host on the side, and a host behind you. But now it's brought down. See.
The worm is spread under thee.
Yes.
And the worms cover thee.
How did that? When people die, they can bomb you. Take everything out of you. Put the embalming fluid in you and put you in a grave. But that's the one that they couldn't get out. Begin to eat your body. And after a few months or a year, if they open that grave, it's just a bunch of magic. But you're so fear, the burning fire of hell. You see.
How art thou fallen from heaven?
Yes.
O Lucifer.
Yes.
Son of the morning.
Yes.
How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation?
Let's talk about some of Lucifer's kids. Cut him down because he tried to exalt himself. And so we see now Lucifer's kids, you know they are, they're president, they're governor, they're people that's trying to run the people of God. Telling us that we take care of God, yet we celebrate independence. It's my wife, if I want to call them. They tell me I can't call them the name of Jesus. They tell me that I can't teach this. If the government could get this away from us, all the other Bibles y'all got to get on, they taking out homosexuality, they taking out lesbianism, they taking out effeminate, they done changed the name, a lot of stuff in there. So if I get rid of this, if you teach this homosexuality, then I can say that you are a hate teacher and a hate monster. See, now if you teach this homosexual thinking, I don't hate homosexuals. The Bible says you love the Lord, hate evil. But almost homosexuals, you is evil. It's bad and it's sick. Amen. Answer scientists, answer doctors. Answer GBN, OBGN doctors. Can two men lay down and to be killed? Can two men, I'm talking about what the Bible says. Hell from beneath is coming up to meet you. So what do you need to do since you know that it's coming up to meet you? Isaiah 38:1. In 2 Samuel 17:23.
Isaiah 38:1.
Yes.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death.
You know you got Samuel number 76. Been playing church.
And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him,
yes.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Set thine house in order.
Set your house.
For thou shalt die.
Not your house on Old Farmer, not your house on Iowa Falls, not your house on Malini, not your house on Highway 85, Highway 35, not your house on these streets. But this thing you walk around is just too big. This is the house that God wants us to set in order. The house that you commit adultery with. The house that you spoke with. The house that you search in the name of God. It's the house that you stay home and keep this house out of the house of God. God say that's the one I want to set in order. Please.
For thou shalt die
all
and not
live. All the people that run around say, I ain't never die. You ain't going to stay here. You going to die. And you're going to be here when the rapture comes. And you're going to be left here. Because the dead in Christ are going to be raptured first. Then those that are alive and remain are going to be raptured. Then everything else is going to stay here. Set thy house in order, but you're going to do what?
Die.
You're going to die. That means life is going to leave you. You're not going to be around here anymore, either.
And not live.
And not live. So if you don't understand what dying means, let me add, you are not going to live.
Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord.
How then? many of you have lived for the Lord that when you land on your deathbed, you've been in an accident, or something has happened, that you can turn your face to the wall and you live the life that you can pray to God. We often pray over God. But the Bible says, now we know, says John 9:31, that God hears not a sinner's prayer. God just says, now pray, go ahead and pray. But Hezekiah didn't hear for the Lord. He turned his face to the wall. And what did he say to the Lord?
And said,
yes.
Remember now, O Lord.
God, remember.
I beseech thee.
Yes.
How I have walked before thee.
If we look at Hezekiah's life, and God told him, and sanctify the temple, he did what God told him to do. He said, God, see how I walked before thee in truth and with what kind of heart?
A perfect heart.
He said, you can be a perfect Hezekiah without the power of the Holy Ghost in him. Live a perfect life before God. He's done that with his wife in his life. And he begins to see, he begins to cry. How many of us have lived a life before God? That we can go to God and say, God, I live for you. He stopped making excuses. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, wherever thou art. God made it plain. Jesus died over 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross. He set us free and left us a way out. Jesus.
Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah.
Look how sweet the traveling from this year.
Saying,
go,
and say to Hezekiah,
go, Isaiah, and tell Hezekiah,
thus saith the Lord,
yes,
the God of David thy father.
So if you want to know who he is, he's the God of David thy father.
I have
of
heard
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
I have heard thy prayer.
I heard thy prayer.
I have seen thy tears.
I've seen your tears.
Behold,
uh-huh,
I will add unto thy days 15 years.
You're going to get up off your deathbed. I'm not sitting in death anymore. You're going to live 15 more years. 12 years. You're going to keep it. You say that the day that I live to God. If the death angel walks in and takes me, God says, let's see some of the people who are going to hell.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
Those people that are not living right are not going to heaven.
Be not deceived.
Don't be tricked, don't be deceived.
Neither fornicators.
Those people that commit sex sin.
Nor idolaters.
Those that commit idolatry.
Nor adulterers.
Nor adulterers.
Nor effeminate.
Yes.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Those that abuse themselves with mankind. Get a fear. Those people that in that ungodly place, sex world. Back up and go to 2 Samuel 17:17. But you can have the people that turn and follow the speech of God. But you know what David said, you know, if you have to take somebody else, you can just do his mind for me. Let's look at David's community.
And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed,
yes,
he saddled his ass and arose. And got him home to his house.
See, he had prophesied against the man of God. Lived in the house. David did it. I could understand it. But someone that he slept with, he ate, he had children together, he sickness together, he did it to the king.
to his, get him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order,
get his household in order,
and hang himself.
Just because you get your house in order, don't mean you're going to heaven. You didn't see the personal TV, the lady with the insurance, she's going to see it somewhere, I'll take care of things, and take care of the things. If you get your soul right, you know you got $20,000, $20,000 for $20,000. And he set his house in order, and changed himself, and did what?
And died.
Uh-huh.
And was buried in the sepulcher of his father. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake.
When God is your man, when God is your king, I don't care what the world is saying, what the world is doing. So you made a joke out of church. You got everybody going to heaven. Everybody's teaching. You say, oh, Sunday, you see that. Everybody gets there. Everybody needs to get a Moses walks up here and everybody needs it. Moses walks up to him and tells him, hey, man, you don't want God to. A day or so, and everyone get a chance to get in, and you're going to make a sacrifice to the Lord, and you have God called to make it. Because they came up with a system, and God is looking at the slaves, and they're going to get the feet up, and Cobra, and all of them follow, because you're going to be sick of the system. They'll come to you, change up in their system. That was pretty bad. Again, when the people began to complain, another 14,000 was killed in the king. But what you put the king, you be feeling it about. Titus 1 and 5, 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. I'm going to tell you.
Titus 1 and 5.
Read.
For this cause left I thee in Crete.
For this reason, man of God, I left you in Crete.
That thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting.
There are some things that's left undone in the church.
And ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee.
I want you to ordain elders in the city which I appointed you. I'll give you that authority.
If any be blameless.
If any be blameless.
The husband of one wife.
We got too many Christians in the pulpit that have stepped out of the will of God and doing what they want. They are some religious and religious. There are some preachers that are sitting here lying, still smoking cigars, drinking, staking women. They are from beneath the congregation. If some preachers won't tell you the truth, let you live the way you want to live, keep living the way you want to live. They are from beneath you, coming up beneath you. You're not going to get away. Can't hide sinners, you can't hide. Run to the mountains, mountains fall on me. Can't hide sinners, can't hide weakness.
Having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly.
Unruly children, how are your children? Galatians 5:17. I'm about to.
For the flesh lusteth against the spirit.
For the flesh This right here. Lust against the Spirit of God.
And the Spirit against the flesh.
And the Spirit against the flesh.
And these are contrary the one to the other.
Yes.
So that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
The things that you want to do, if you got to fight in your spirit. The spirit man is fighting the flesh man. You best be careful that the flesh don't win. That's the word of God does to come out from among them. All the churches are not doing that now. You know, people are starting to say, this message was designed with you in mind. This message was designed with you out of school. And all those that are listening. I want to go to a church where they got stained glass windows. I want to go to a church where I can put my earphone in and I can hear what the preacher say. I want to go to where they speak to me in two or three languages. I want to go to where I got an hour in church and on my way and I'm too sure to be doing the way to hell and the preacher. During this pandemic and everything, see, I'd like to keep the church informed. Pastor Bryce, we haven't heard back to you. Over 25 preachers from the Baptist to the Methodist to the Korean and everybody else that got together and just streaming online. What are you thinking? I sent a text back to the Bible.org. That'll bring you into our YouTube and then you'll hear a word from the Lord. All you preachers need to get saved. Y'all need to get saved. I don't run around with y'all. So y'all out there smoking and drinking and lying and cheating. Put me on schedule to preach. You got the women out knocking on doors, and what are you doing? They come out here every Christmas. They come to our church. I don't want to come to the church. I want to go where people need to hear the word of God. People need to be saved. Read, please.
But if ye be led of the Spirit,
yes,
ye are not under the law.
Read.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these,
yes,
adultery.
This is what church folks, this is how church folks are living, notice. But Paul is sending them warning that if you're doing these things, church people, you're not going to see. Let's see Paul writing this. Paul and the churches of Galatia. So these are supposed to be people of God. So when you get here in verse 5, in chapter 5 and verse 19, he says, this is what I want you to understand. Read it and let's listen.
Now the works of the flesh,
yes,
are manifest,
yes,
which are these.
Which are these?
Adultery.
It's being manifested in the church. Read.
Fornication.
Fornication is in the church.
Uncleanness.
Uncleanness.
Lasciviousness.
Lasciviousness is in the church.
Idolatry.
Idolatry.
Witchcraft.
Look at some of the stuff you got on. These stuff they say knock on wood. Knock on wood for what? The king is dead. What did it do to you? Give me a rabbit's foot. Well, if a rabbit's dead, didn't save him. How it gonna save you? Read, please.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Variance.
He say, stop hating on me. Read, please.
Variance.
Always got something going on. Read.
Emulation.
People want to get to a spot so they try to see how can they get around you to get to a certain position.
Wrath.
People always, what are you angry all the time about? You're angry at your sister, angry at your brother. Where's your love? By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you have love one to another. We see.
Strife.
Strife.
Sedition.
Some people just walk around, they got a scar on their face. They're always mad and upset about something. Addiction, always trying to turn over authority. Read.
Heresies.
Or your word. What you believe. All this is in the church. Brother Pastor, I don't think you should preach that. You should preach your sit down and go get saved. I'm preaching to you up in Gainesville. The brother came out after church and he told me, I don't think you should say that about the brother. I came out and looked at him, I said, get out my face. I'm the wrong one to come up and say what I should do. Because you didn't call me. You didn't authorize me. You didn't, see, I don't need the government to say I can preach. God told me. He called me. Read, please.
Envying.
Read.
Murders.
Murders.
Drunkenness.
You got them in the church. Drunk. Murder with power. drunk with power. Read.
Revelings.
Party. We love to party in church. I heard somebody say they at West Angeles Church of God in Christ. I think that's what Blake did. They had a joke tellers over there. Comedian. I heard enough jokes in enough lies when I was in the world. Don't come to church and tell me no joke. Don't come to church and tell me no lie. I want to hear is there a word from heaven. See, when the children of Israel were going through, and then the book of Jeremiah, and they sent word, is there a word from the Lord? There is a word from the Lord. John the Baptist preaching, is there a word from the Lord? Repent. Jesus say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There is a word from the Lord.
And such like.
And such like.
Of the which I tell you before.
Yes.
As I have also told you in time past.
Yes.
That they which do such things.
Yes.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
They that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know what people are supposed to do when I'm walking out here? Today was communion Sunday. Church is powerful. Church is full. People are going to come down. Pastor going to get this and he's going to pass it around. And before you get to the brother, you know he already been drinking and smoking through everything else. You're going to offer him communion. You know what the Bible say? The Bible say, let a man examine himself. You know whether or not you've been living a life. The bread that represents the crucified body of Christ on the cross, you're going to take it. And then the wine that represents the blood that was poured out in you and your drunk, cold-munging, cigar-sucking woman takes yourself. Gonna take this. Did you examine yourself? No. The Word of God says you take damnation to your soul. You don't come on whatever Sunday to take communion to save your soul. You take communion because you are saved. Lying preacher won't tell you the truth. And then when a preacher comes and stands and tells you the truth, you get mad and you get upset. Look at us in the church. You ain't got people on the list, but it's a hip-hop. These people have been saved 20, 30 years, going back in the world. What the scripture say, when you go back in the world, when you backslide, that the enemy comes and takes your house. And one thing that is said in them, and I noticed that, when the enemy takes your house, you know what that enemy does is set the house in order for him to dwell in. Yes, read it. It said, after he had come, he set it in order, not for living holy, but for living an ungodly life. And you very seldom come back to the Lord. And people backslide and make all kind of excuses. And then when they see you, they say, hide from the people of God. Hide, I don't want to go over there. They go up and down the road and they don't wave at you. I ain't mad at you. I don't want to go over there. Let me tell you something. I didn't save myself. And I thank God that God felt enough love and compassion to say, if I save him, he'll be like Hezekiah. He'll do what I tell him to do. Don't be no reservations about it. He'll live for me. He'll serve me. Why do you want to backslide? Why do you want to go back in the world? What do you see out there that's better than here? I got heaven in my feet. What do you see? What do you want? What has the devil got for you that's better?
To the Words of Life radio ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.